الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Very respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Background of Quranic Revelations. In this program, we select one ayah from the Holy Quran and we talk about its historical background, reason of its revelation, sabab of nuzul insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Today we'll be talking about Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 273. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. As my Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir of Ahl al-Sunnah, Hazrat al-Allama, Mawlana, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Dawat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're watching, you can make this intention, you will watch from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too. Remember, as many good intentions as you make for a particular task, any good deed, you can easily multiply your reward. And I would urge and encourage you to ask your family members, children, kids, to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this short and sweet program from start to end. Inshallah, end of this program, you would realize how much you would have learned from the Holy Quran. You would have learned the message which is there for us in the Holy Quran from our Lord Azza wa Jal. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Without any further delay, let's listen to the recitation of this very verse from Surah Al-Baqarah 273.
أحشروا في سبيل الله لا يستطيعون ضربا في الأرض يحسبهم الجاهل أغنياء من التعفف تعرفهم بسيماهم لا يسألون الناس إلحافا وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ.
Translation. For the poor, those who were impeded in the way of Allah, they are incapable of journeying in the earth. The naive one deems them to be rich due to their avoidance of asking. You will recognize them through their signs. They do not beg ostensibly from the people. And whatever good you spend, Allah knows it. Respective viewers of Madani Channel, this verse was revealed about the companions of the bench, a sheltered part of the masjid for residents, Ashabi Sufa. They were approximately 400 companions who had performed the Hijra migration to Medina. They were homeless, without family, and unmarried companions who devoted their time to worship and study. By day, they would be engaged in jihad related matters, and by night they would learn the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated one of their qualities, that they do not ask. And because they do not ask, that other people, they think they are not of in any need. That is not the case. Whereas this was the beautiful attribute they had, that they would not ask they would avoid asking, even though they were deserving of getting the sadaqat. Earlier, Muslims were given encouragement, they were motivated to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in this very verse, the right masraf, right use is mentioned. Who should they give to? Who are the right ones? Who are the deserving ones for the sadaqat? So these are Ashabi Suffa. For them, this beautiful verse was revealed, and one of their attributes was mentioned, that they do not ask. This includes the scholars, students, and preachers who do not have time to earn due to their commitments to religious services. They do not ask for anything from people due to self-respect and dignity. Such figures conceal their poverty, resulting in the assumption that they are living comfortably. However, the reality is the complete opposite, which after a little investigation reveals how their lives are full of hardships. Respected viewers of Madinah, we heard that why this beautiful verse was revealed, and this was revealed in the shan of Ashabi Suffa, and we also learned this Madani pearl, that when we are spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should help Islamic figures, Islamic students, those they are in need. This is a fact in this day and age. We try to find needy people around us, right? We ask people, is there anyone who is in need so I can help? There are some people, they do. But why don't we see that Imam Sahib of our own local masjid, maybe he is also in need. How much salaries do normally ulama-i karam or Imam Sahiban they have? Every one of us know, isn't it? Unfortunately, there are people, when it comes for career, their child wants to become an imam or Islamic scholar, they would say, how would you eat? How would you live? From where will you do your living? Right? So, if we've got this understanding, why don't we think that what is the condition of those ulama and scholars, those they have dedicated their lives for Deen Islam, those they are leading prayers, those they are teaching our kids, those they are teaching our upcoming generations, then don't we have this moral responsibility to support them, to help them? If their earnings are less, they are not earning as much as they should do. So, respected viewers of Madani Channel, my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah has given us this understanding that every month we should do some khidmat. We should help and support our local imam. We should give them something as a gift, as a hadiah. Yes, respected viewers of Madani Channel, it should not be in front of everyone. Having mind the dignity and self-respect of our local imam, we should go and secretly help. And every individual who is the muqtadi, every individual who offers salah behind the imam, I believe it is their responsibility to look after their imam, to look after those ulama and scholars, those they have dedicated their lives for the Islam. They would not ask for the sake of their dignity, for the sake of their self-respect. They would not ask. The way this was mentioned about Ashabi Suffa, this attribute they do not ask was mentioned in the Holy Quran. Likewise, those Islamic figures, those they have got self-respect and dignity, even they are not earning as much as they should, and their expenses are far greater than what their earnings, but they don't ask. It doesn't mean they are living comfortable life. This is our responsibility. This is us. We have to come forward and help us. And yes, not in front of everyone, having in our mind the self-respect and dignity of our scholars, of ulama, of our students of Deen Islam, and those they've dedicated their lives for Deen Islam, our Aimma Ikram, our Imam Sahiban, they have got the right for our help and support also, and we should do that. We should come forward. I hope this message has gone across. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq to support and help our local ulama, scholars, students of Deen Islam, and all of us, and especially those they are Sadat-e-Kiram, those they are from the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Yes, respected viewers, they even cannot take zakah. We should give them our clean and pure mal in the courts of these Sadat, in the court of these individuals who are from the sacred family of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and again, having in mind their self-respect and dignity, secretly we should go and help them. Even if in to such an extent even they don't even know who has helped us. There are ways. If we want to do, there is a will, there is a way we can do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq to do and all of us. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil. Ameen. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful, informative episode of Background of Quranic Revelations. But until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.